wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Today's show is brought to you by Vape Nuts, the only breakfast cereal with 5 milligrams of nicotine in every bowl. Feed your craving, Vape Nuts.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. There's one less Democrat running for president. Washington Governor Jay Inslee telling MSNBC's Rachel Maddow.
I'm not going to be carrying the ball, but we're going to make sure somebody is.
Inslee's the third Democratic dropout since July, following Congressman Eric Swalwell and former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper.
Fox's Jill Nato. Hickenlooper today announcing he's running for Senate, going after the Democratic nomination so he can challenge Republican incumbent Cory Gardner, a convicted killer put to death in Texas.
Larry Swearengin was lethally injected for the murder of a college co-ed who'd last been seen with him in 1998.
The man that kidnapped, raped, and killed Melissa Trotter was put to death.
Jeremy Diesel, a spokesman for the Texas Department of Criminal Justice. Until the very end, Swearengin insisted he was not the killer.
Fox's Jack Callahan. America is listening to Fox News.
You found the morning radio show that's from a galaxy not so far away.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
With Greg Budell.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
Jay Scott.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Emily Hayes.
Why, you stuck up, half-witted, scruffy-looking nerf herder.
Bailey the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
I don't know what all this trouble is about, but I'm sure it must be your fault.
Live from the Tatooine Lounge on the Lido deck of the Death Star, it's three men and a lady.
May the Force be with you.
Hi there. I'm your captain of this team of space cadets this morning. My name is Greg Budell. Jay Scott preparing for random facts in today's $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz. First mate, yeah, Emily Hayes, we'll go with that. And what's the forecast out there in the darkness of the universe? Here's Rich.
Well, our forecast calling for a high temperature in the middle 90s again with triple-digit heat indices so far. That sounds standard. And some scattered random thunderstorms around. Hit-or-miss variety this afternoon and this evening. Tonight's low 73. So pretty routine today, but the rain chances spike up over the weekend. Tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, rain chances improve quite a bit. Still random, but scattered to numerous storms around each afternoon and evening. Many towns will benefit. There still will be a few towns that get skipped. That's the way it goes.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Don't apologize.
You're apologizing, it's funny.
Bless your heart.
Yesterday afternoon, I drank a lot of water, and when you sometimes drink a lot of water and you drink it maybe too quick, you get this situation.
Low 90s over the weekend. Front enters the state and kind of parks, and that's going to be the focus for the storms. Right now this morning, clear skies, calm winds, 89% humidity, the hiccups, and 74 at 7:05.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
If you enter your kitchen this morning and there's a lot of unwanted water on the floor, like we've had in our kitchen here at the station recently, you might want to call our friends at Plumbing by Luke Wire. Now, in your house, it may not be a vending machine that is defrosting. However, it could be a broken pipe, or it could be some sort of leak behind the dishwasher or under the sink of some sort. So Plumbing by Luke Wire is ready to go to take care of your problem 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So whether it's a Pepsi machine or, you know, some other problem, like a broken toilet, they'll take care of you at Plumbing by Luke Wire, and they'll never charge overtime regardless of when you call. So give them a call. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, give them a call at 264-9666 or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the Plumbing tab. Alabama certification number is 84417.
I understand we have a birthday to celebrate today with one of our listeners in Texas.
She wants the birthday song. What else did she want?
She wanted a War Eagle from you.
War Eagle!
War Eagle!
Thank you. That's what I was hoping.
Number two. We'll give her the long birthday song. This is for Nicole, so we have to sing at the end now, okay?
Okay.
And in my weakened condition, I need the support here.
I'll do it.
All across the land, they're singing, throw happy birthday to you.
Oh, you're mine.
Gonna be a blue sky, gonna be a happy day.
Cookies in the oven, gonna eat about a dozen. Then you can hit the hay.
Hey, Nicole.
And if you listen to the wind, you can hear it sing. Happy birthday, Nicole.
Please clap.
We'll give her a 21 hiccup salute. All right, Emily is standing by with today's good news story.
That's correct.
Before we get to that, though, let's see how the roads are moving at 7:07.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into the 7 o'clock hour, and we have one accident to tell you about. It's on the boulevard at Narrow Lane Road, so if you're on the south side, be careful there. Otherwise, the boulevard's moving along pretty well. We still have a speed limit ride on both interstates, I-65 and I-85, moving along without any hang-ups, and we don't see any big problems for you on the 31s. Be careful and look out for school buses this time of the morning. The national clearance event is going on right now at Reinhardt Toyota. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, hit the big button, and unlock your special price. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stewart Vance at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is...
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily.
Hi, Emily.
Here is your good news. Oh, my goodness. I don't have the hiccups. A 43-year-old Army vet named Jimmy Novak has spent the past 5 months walking from his home in Washington State all the way to Florida.
That could be 3,000 miles.
It is. And he's doing it to raise awareness for the shocking number of veterans who take their own life. He's been walking 22 miles a day because, on average, 22 vets die from suicide each day in America, which is a horrible statistic.
Awful. So how many days would that take him?
Well, the past 5 months.
Okay.
He's been at it. All right. He says he's dealt with anxiety, depression, and suicidal thoughts in his own life, so he wanted to do something to encourage other veterans to seek help early. He's finishing his 3,000-mile trip today.
Wow. And he's ended up in Florida where?
Yes,
you know?
He's going to arrive at Disney World in Orlando. He also raised thousands of dollars online during his trip across the country, and it also happens to be Jimmy's 43rd birthday.
Oh, man. How cool.
And I will say, when I got the good news story today, I read the headline as, a veteran walked away from Washington State to Florida. That's where I got. And I was like, why would he walk away? I guess he's done with Washington State. then I read it the right way.
22 miles a day, and plus he had to be staying at places. Well, maybe he was put up in a few places, I imagine.
I would...
Of some families.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. I mean, because whenever you see stuff like this, like people biking across the country or something like that.
People take them into their homes.
And yeah, and they're public about it because they're raising money for it. Right. So I think people offer up places, yeah. I'm sure, churches and civic groups and stuff like that as well. But anyway, good on you, Jimmy Novak. And that's your good news.
Ain't that news? Ain't that good news?
That's what I got for y'all today.
Animal stories coming up later. Animals in the news, basically. They're not like bedtime stories. They're just...
I mean, and you mean real animals, not just animal...
Right.
Like animalistic people.
No.
Animals in the news.
Animals making news, yeah. They find themselves in some pretty amazing situations, and that is going to be coming up. Right now, let's head over to the Alabama News Network for your local...
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office has made an arrest in a murder investigation. 35-year-old Douglas Scarborough is being charged with murder and the shooting death of 72-year-old Jerry Scarborough. This happened Wednesday near the intersection of Highway 82 and County Road 101. Two more people are facing criminal charges in connection with the deadly boat crash on Smith Lake. Troopers say a Winston County grand jury drew up charges against Nick and Jody Suggs, both of Decatur. Authorities say they were involved in the boat crash that killed a Troy woman on the 4th of July. And Alabama News Network's second annual Putts for Paws golf tournament is happening today at Emerald Mountain Golf Club. The event raises money for the Elmore County Humane Society. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
If you'd like to know the top five things that millionaires splurge on, you're listening to the right radio station. We'll have that for you a little bit later this morning as well. And our Morning Maroon nominees.
Ow.
What happened?
What happened? You barely moved.
No, I moved my foot back and I hit the spindle of my chair. It's just me. Don't pay attention. Y'all never pay attention to me unless I do something
just
stupid.
Don't roll over the dog.
I don't do that anymore.
It is 7:12. If you would like to have the experience like young Joey, for example,
yeah,
had LASIK and thought it was so cool because he didn't realize what a tree really looked like until the HD quality of his own vision was restored through LASIK. So it's the detail in life. You know?
Now he knows trees.
Well, they don't look like green masses of stuff. You can see each and every leaf.
Yeah.
Along, and in so many other regards, too, without glasses, without contact lenses, and that's what LASIK can do. And if you are currently using glasses or contacts and would like to find out if LASIK is at least an option, it doesn't cost you a penny to find out. Call Montgomery Eye at 272-2020. Make an appointment to see the refractive surgery counselor. A little history here. This practice was launched in 1945, right after the end of World War II. And they have been serving the eye care needs of the River Region for almost three quarters of a century. That's pretty impressive. LASIK, among many other advancements, is something of more recent vintage, but they now have two of the best board-certified corneal specialists to perform those procedures right here in town, Dr. Swan and Dr. Shin. If you'd like to learn more about LASIK, go to onlinemep.com. All the information and some videos are there, or just go ahead and make the appointment and find out if LASIK is for you. 272-2020. It's something you can do on a lunch break because they really run a very efficient practice. Montgomery Eye, right across from Chappie's on Vaughan Road. At 7:14, let's get ready for today's edition of Random Facts. And we'll have a $10 food outlet gift certificate to give away at the end with our pop quiz.
Hey, Montgomery. Local businesses need a communication partner who provides services tailored to your needs as well as a local support team. WOW Business is focused on your success so that you can focus on your business. Visit wowforbusiness.com.
Thursday in the afternoon.
This is Jim Ziegler, your state auditor, or as my friends say, state agitator. I am blessed to lead a movement of over 41,000 people to block the Mobile Bayway toll. ALDOT's plan for a toll of $1,080 a year per car would devastate working people. But this problem is not just for Mobile. A bill passed that enables ALDOT to put toll bridges and roads anywhere in Alabama. Highway 280 and I-565 are potential toll operations. ALDOT has admitted that tolls are their tax of the future. Join this common sense campaign and say no to ALDOT's future toll plans anywhere in Alabama. Call Governor Ivey today, 334-242-7100, and tell her no new tolls in Alabama. And join our Facebook group, Block the Mobile Bayway Toll.
Morning, sir. Shopping for a new pickup today?
Oh, no. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to repair your pole light.
Oh, right. Where's your boom truck?
Don't need one. I just shimmy up the pole with this super-duper tree-climbing deer stand. comes with special safety gear.
Well, okay.
Potentially dangerous jobs require specialized equipment and highly trained personnel. That's why you should always call the experts at Crosby Electric.
I'm just gonna lower this old fixture and, whoops!
Whoa!
Sorry.
All technicians at Crosby Electric are thoroughly trained to safely perform all electrical procedures for your business.
Okay, I'm just going to ease on down now and... Whoa! Oh!
Whoa, Bill, I thought you had special safety gear.
I do. Strapped a pillow to my behind. Safety first, I always say.
Don't take chances. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Hi, folks. Rusty here, and everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5 right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now a star is born. On August 22nd, 1978, the world welcomed little baby James Corden.
Okay, Mom, before we start, let's play Delivery Room Karaoke. Ready? Everyone now.
Now push it. Push it real good.
Congrats, it's a ooh, baby, baby. Baby, baby, baby.
James Corden, a star is born.
And now, let's cordon off the crowds waiting for today's edition of...
Random Facts. Pardon. Even while ill,
yeah,
you
good.
Executed flawlessly...
Yeah, that was good.
...a convoluted intro.
Thank you.
Good on you. Don't cry.
No. I'm trying to stifle a sneeze.
You should just let the sneeze happen. It's not good for your insides to stifle it.
You good?
Yeah, I think...
Look at the light.
No, don't go towards it. Just look at it. Did you know from 2006 to 2007, so a year.
2007 minus 6, yeah, it's okay. A year.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, look, he can still math.
The president of Poland and the prime minister of Poland were identical twin brothers.
That's fun.
I'm sure they fooled a few people. So I'm going to send my brother over there. He's going to be president.
Kind of like the Kennedys.
So they were only identical twins for a year?
I guess they only held that position for the year. One of them only held the position for the
year. Isn't
that
weird?
They were only identical twins.
Thinking about JFK and Robert. Yeah. Isn't that weird to have your younger brother?
I wonder if Marilyn got them confused.
I wonder.
Did you know Creedence Clearwater Revival?
CCRA.
Got my attention.
Was only active for 5 years.
Yep.
67 to 72. During that time, they had 5 singles, reached the number 2 spot on the Billboard Top 100, but they never had a number 1 single.
Yeah, but you know what?
People are still singing their songs.
Oh, definitely, but I that's the national chart. In Chicago, June 9th, 1969, Bad Moon Rising was number 1 there, and that's all that matters.
John Fogerty told a great story that I saw on a special yesterday about his performance at Woodstock.
Yeah.
So they were the headliners that night, but the schedule got all thrown off. It's 2:35 in the morning, and he said everybody's sleeping. So he says, is anybody out there? And he saw one lighter go up, and the guy says, I'm here, John! And he said, I played the rest of the set for that guy.
Wow.
That was just a great story. I love
it. Did you know Jack Keys. He's a 23-year-old in Londonderry, Northern Ireland.
Londonderry?
Yeah. He was 23 years old at the time in 1969 when he broke the world record of, well, drinking. He drank 36 pints in 60 minutes and got into the Guinness
Book. How many?
36 pints in 60 minutes. He got into the Guinness Book of World Records for that. Guinness no longer has that record category, by the way.
Yeah, by the way. Hey, kids, if you're trying to break a Guinness Book of World Records, maybe it shouldn't be alcohol.
Or, you know, how many cigarettes can you put in your mouth, light on fire, and
that's
smoke,
another
that sort
one.
Of thing.
Yeah, right.
There's some stupid world records that should never have been.
Yep.
Did you know that the owners of Macy's died on the Titanic?
Yeah. Aren't they the old couple in the bed holding hands that they show? Isn't that supposed to be based upon them?
There's the Astor family. A lot of prominent people.
The Astor family.
I mean, that's how Downton Abbey starts, is with the sinking of the Titanic
exactly
and how it affects
right.
the social classes.
Downton Abbey?
Downton Abbey.
That's how the show started, with a hiccup. You know, they have a movie coming out in
September. Yes, very excited.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll get It and Downton Abbey.
Yeah, I'll get my scary stuff and I'll get my highfalutin stuff. I'm very excited.
Don't get them confused.
Misses her 50 shades, though.
Don't speak for me.
I'm sure you do, though. Did you know notorious mob hitman Joe Mad Dog Sullivan?
Yeah, say it a little more, you know.
What? How?
Joey, you know, Mad Dog Sullivan.
You did it for me, okay?
Okay.
He was credited with the murders of 20 to 30 people, including the Irish mobster Mickey Spillane. He was the only person to ever escape Attica prison.
I thought Mickey Spillane was a writer.
I thought he was, too.
That's what I thought.
But apparently he was also an Irish mobster.
Huh. That's why this is a great bit, because you learn stuff.
Yeah, you're about to learn the origin of taps at military funerals.
Oh, yeah.
Playing taps at military funerals started with a Union soldier's funeral.
Mm-hmm.
Held too close to the enemy to risk a traditional gun salute giving away their position.
Right.
So they played taps to give a quieter salute. It was also named that because the bugle melody was often followed by three drum taps.
Oh, wow.
That's cool.
Didn't know that.
There's an organization called Buglers Across America, which will supply buglers for the funerals of servicemen and women due to a lack of musicians. If the military can't find a bugler, they have a soldier hold up something resembling a bugle with a speaker built into a bell, which sounds taps.
Yeah. It is so solemn, and I last heard it last October at Arlington National Cemetery.
Yep.
Did you know the command center on a vehicle, be it a boat or an airplane or a spacecraft, is called a bridge? Because the area where a captain stood to give orders was literally a bridge between paddle wheels, two different paddle wheels.
Yeah.
And that's where the captain would stay, so they called it a bridge. Incidentally, a cockpit is called such because that was where the coxswain performed his duties. If that is, that's a term I'm not familiar
with.
Swain?
What is that person's job? That would be on a...
It's on a boat.
Yeah, but it's one of those big sophisticated sailboats, right?
The steerman of a ship's boat, lifeboat, racing boat, or other boat.
Okay.
All boats.
So... Did you know modern style bicycles were created right before the modern car? Should bicycles have become have been created much earlier than the car? People believe that our cities would look a lot different if bicycles had become more mainstream sooner than cars.
Oh, I bet they would.
We would have adapted, I'm sure, but
we probably would have been more respectful of cyclists and their paths.
We've always looked for faster ways to get from point A to point B. So, yeah, I mean, cities probably would look a little bit different, but still, the car was became king quickly.
Wonder how many bike paths would have survived all of that, and you would have had. Oh, that's the bike path.
Yeah, but I tell you, there's places in Florida where they have bike paths along, you know, 45 to 50 mile an hour highways. Right. No way would I ever put a bicycle on
exactly
the way they drive down there.
In Boulder, Colorado, there are sophisticated bike paths all over the place, but that's so Boulder, you know.
I just think you're taking your life in your hands in those.
On a bicycle?
Well, I mean,
near a busy road, like
last time I got hit by a car, I was walking my bike through a crosswalk, where you're supposed to be safe. There's a stop sign there,
but
if you're working as a nurse from some island in the Bahamian chain and you can't read English, STOP. I paid for that.
Means go. Did you know? Well, you may not have known that there's such a thing called platypus venom.
No, I did not.
Yeah, platypus venom causes excruciating pain that can last for months on end. It cannot be relieved with conventional painkillers. Not even morphine works against it.
Whoa!
The venom causes victims to become nauseated, suffer from cold sweats, and can even cause muscles to waste away. This is from a duck-billed platypus.
Jack Daniels can do all that stuff to you, too.
By the way, it only happens in the male platypus is the only one that has the venom.
Of
female platypus.
Perfect.
Completely safe. No worries there.
I've never worried about the female platypus.
Is platypi the plural of platypus?
I would think so.
Probably. See, because if it's not, it gets a little weird.
It's also delicious. Platypi.
Cost plus 10.
Go ahead, Jay.
I'm not. Yeah, I am. So a lot of random facts that we give you are, you know, not necessarily long, but kind of too long to throw out in like...
Very involved.
Right. Bar trivia type stuff. Well, here's one that you can use just to throw out. You can remember this. It's easy to remember.
Bar fact.
Yes. What letter never appears in any name of the United States, of the U.S. states?
X?
No.
Nope. No, Texas.
New Mexico.
In Texas.
Q.
Is the only letter that does not appear in any name of the U.S. states.
Q.
Did you know, final random facts for you.
Really?
Yeah. Did you need me to stretch?
Well, I mean, it's only 7:28. Did we forget to do something this hour that we normally do that we're so early?
Commercials. So.
I knew I forgot something.
I can probably find some shower thoughts to go into.
Yeah, I do.
Did you know that British RAF pilot Walter Anderson and observer John Mitchell were hit by a Soviet anti-aircraft fire? However, they still landed. They rescued two other British pilots. They then took off again while Mitchell was hanging on the wing, his fingers plugging their leaking fuel tank.
Whoa.
It's like a cartoon.
Jeez. Look at that picture.
Dang.
Is that a big mouth bass?
That's a two big mouth bass. It's got two mouths.
Oh, jeez. That's a
freaky.
Freaky. That's climate change.
Take me to the river.
It's climate change or the BP oil spill.
Put me in the water.
Doesn't it drop me in the water?
I don't know.
Those your random facts?
Those are all the random facts.
Here are my questions, Jay.
Thank you, Emily.
All right, so they're going to caucus on a pop quiz question worth $10 free shopping at Food Outlet. And I'm going to tell you what Food Outlet has on special this week in addition to cost plus 10 throughout the store. Yesterday afternoon, got a call. No, it was late yesterday morning. Wasn't it David that called his wife? Went to Food Outlet
for the
first time.
Yeah, it was.
And was just going on and on about how amazing the prices were and how much money you can save. We're not talking about pocket change, folks, you know, where convenience becomes the issue. It's worth going a little out of your way to get to Food Outlet and not just get cost plus 10% pricing on everything in the store, but specials like T-bone steak at $5.95. Everything in the meat department is going to be significantly less expensive than you'll find it in the big chain stores. We live in this illusion. It's the grand illusion. That'd be a good name for an album.
It's sitting over there.
I think my name is on that.
I think it is.
The chain stores have all these locations, so therefore their buying power is greater. And there's just no way a place like Food Outlet can compete, but that is not the case. It is cost plus 10, and you'll see those savings first in the meat department. T-bones, $5.95 a pound. Baby back ribs, $2.38 a pound. Oh, and a boneless pork loin, which is a great keto item and something that you can prepare very easily. $1.38 a pound. It's also a very lean cut of meat. Three packs of tomatoes at 85 cents. Seedless grapes, $1.87 a pound. And 2.5 dozen medium eggs, $1.23. So with a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate, you could get 120 eggs. Think about that. That's a lot of omelets, scrambled eggs, and more.
That is. Sounds like breakfast tomorrow.
Sure Fine bread is 77 cents. A loaf. Where are you going to find a loaf of bread at 77 cents? Not at the chains. That I can promise you. $1.29 was the lowest I've seen it there. So try Food Outlet and start saving real money, like our buddy David did and his wife and family. Three locations, Highway 14 and Postcard Lake Millbrook, 720 East Main in Prattville, and I'll see you mostly on Sunday mornings at the Coliseum Boulevard location, but I freaked everybody out by going Saturday night.
Yes, you did.
Right next to Eastbrook Flea Market at the Antique Bar. All right, now, we hope you were paying attention because we have today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz Question with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we didn't directly say this, but we gave away enough information that you should be able to tell us what war was Taps first played.
Actually, you did mention the war.
Oh, did I? Okay.
Okay, so if you have the answer to that question, 272-9228 is the number to call. 272-9228. Remember, even if you get it wrong, you qualify for our big end-of-the-week grand prize drawing, which also includes that tailgate to go package from Baumhauer's and the works from Don Duncan All American Tire and Auto. 272-9228. We are standing by for your phone calls right now on News Talk 93.1.
News Talk. Business.
Montgomery Sky Watch rolling through the middle of the 7 o'clock hour, and the boulevard is really busy this morning. Be careful around the intersections. If you're on I-65, yep, the slowdown is there around the river bridges, so be careful if you're coming in out of Prattville. If you're on I-85, we don't have any delays for you. There is an accident. Police are still working on Taylor Road. It is about midway between Vaughn Road and the interstate, so be careful in that area. If you're on the 31s, there's a big crowd rolling with you. Just watch the traffic around you and get on in to work and school safely. Premier Place Shopping Center has so much for you. GameStop is a gamer's paradise. Lindmark can help you financially, and there's lots of shopping and eating. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
At 7:34, Steve gets first crack at today's pop quiz question. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Good morning. My guess is the Civil War.
That is absolutely correct. What was it, a Confederate soldier or a Union soldier?
It was a Confederate soldier.
No, that's all right. You still win. You got the right war.
It was a Union soldier. He was too close to the Confederates.
I do like the confidence, though, that he had when he said, it was a Confederate soldier. Like, you were just, I know, this is fact.
I had 180 million miles yesterday, or 180 days, or whatever, 180 years to drive to the moon.
Yeah, at night.
We called in, and the main reason I'm calling in right now is this is our drive to school to drop my second grader off in the back seat and
what's your second,
out right now.
What's your second
right
grader's
now.
Name?
Her name is Ashlyn.
Oh, hey, Ashlyn.
Hey, Ashlyn.
Good morning. We hope you have a great day at school, Ashlyn.
Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you.
Hang on, Steve.
You know, one of the first things I noticed when I started doing contesting and stuff in the morning is how polite the kids that were riding in cars with their parents or kids that we call.
We have the best listeners and the best listeners' kids.
Yes. And I always get a kick out of when they say Mr. Greg.
Yeah,
stuff
that's
like
right.
That.
Yeah.
Last night at Baumhauer's, we had Izzy, who has been doing some part-time interning with us in the afternoon. She and her mom and dad came, and she was on the air with us at times. Izzy, kid, he's got that thing. She's gonna go places because she's just relentlessly curious, has a lot of energy, and she's gonna be one of those people whose energy alone is gonna take her a long, long way.
Did she answer the phone the other day when I called in?
Yes.
Okay, that was
yeah, that's Izzy. Yeah. And when she got introduced to the crowd last night at Bob Hammer, she got a really nice hand.
Very
so
cool.
So she has had her first showbiz moment. Let's say good morning to Papa John.
Hey.
You know what? Their question today was so good. Back in 1969, I was actually stationed at headquarters company at Fort Benning, Georgia.
Right.
And I was playing with the 283rd Army Band. Well, they went on mass leave in July. And so I was left there. Being a trumpet player, I played funeral jobs from the 1st July through the end of the month. And the procedure for funeral, military funerals was very, very specific. I think they had 14-man honor guards. They had two of them at Fort Benning. Of course, they had the six casket bearers, the seven men for the volleys for the 21-gun salute, and then the captain of the guard. So there was 14. When they added me, that made 15. But they were very, very, very specific about everything that's done
absolutely
during the funeral, and it's fascinating, an awesome service, and it really does honor the fallen. It's a great, great, great experience.
As I mentioned last October, we buried my brother Dennis at Arlington National Cemetery, and we had the volleys, we had the taps played, and then I didn't know they did this, but they gave me all of the spent cartridges from the 21-gun salute.
No kidding.
Yeah.
They also, Rich, I don't know if you knew this, but in the flag that's presented, they will have a cartridge in each corner.
Right.
Of the three corners.
Yeah.
And those stay with the flag. So it's but I'm telling you what, it is so awesome. A lot of times it was very, very sad to see, some of these, because some of them were young guys. This was during the Vietnam era.
Sure.
And I'm trying to remember, I think I played over 30 funeral jobs during the month of July.
Wow.
But it was, and the two honor guards were really, really very, very unique, each one. One of them did theirs in dress blues.
Right.
The other one did it in Class A's.
And in extreme heat, they're absolutely meticulous. And then folding that flag, and it was such precision.
Yeah. Papa John, absolutely. We appreciate the call and the story. And by the way, I remember one time, because the world was watching him, was the guy that played taps at JFK's funeral.
Yes.
And he did hit a little off note.
He did, because I'm sure there was emotion.
Had to be nervous. I mean, my goodness.
So the world is watching. Yeah.
Keith from Santuck.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just wanted to tell y'all good morning.
Yeah. We appreciate that. What's happening in Santuck? What's the big story up that way?
Well, it's pretty quiet today. All the cows are in. No goats are loose. The chickens are happy. The roosters are real happy.
Sounds like coded information for our servicemen abroad.
Absolutely. And my little boy, you were talking about interns earlier. My little boy, he just turned six.
Uh-huh.
And he's fascinated with weather, the clouds, and...
Oh, so great.
Yeah, so...
How old is...
You know, he just turned six last week.
What's his name?
Jed.
Tell Jed that at his age, I was also very interested in the weather, and look what it led to. A radio program.
And, I don't know nothing about weather other than, if it's hot or if it's raining.
Right.
And he drills me with all these questions like, Daddy, why is it doing that, or... Daddy, why is it doing this? I'm like, oh, I don't know. I can't even teach you to wipe your butt correctly. So if you could just get we got potty training down. We just got to finish that part before we start worrying about clouds. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you. I got you, man.
It's part of raising a child.
Yep.
Appreciate the call, Keith. Have a great day. 740.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Once again today, high in the middle 90s with triple-digit heat indices. This would be, the third day in a row of 95. Scattered hit or miss storms here and there. If you look at my video, you'll see future radar, which is a little bit more generous than yesterday. Tonight's low 73. Now the rain chances really pick up tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Still no guarantee that every town will be affected, but many towns will, with scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms each day around the area. You may have to adjust your weekend plans accordingly, but so many towns need rain, I don't think anybody's going to complain. High in the low 90s, and much the same into the early part of next week. Right now, clear skies, calm winds, lots of humidity, and 74 degrees at 7:42.
All right, we have, I think it's called Fire Cat Video.
I'm sorry, what?
Cat?
It's...
Kitty cat.
Cat Video is fire. It's part of our animal story feature coming
cat
out.
Cat Video is fire.
I don't know what it is.
I think somebody...
Fire means... Fire is what the kids say when something's, like, excellent and... Fantastic,
oh, is that what they say?
And good. Yeah. It's fire. Ask.
Like you would say, the Grand Illusion. That is pure. That's fire.
That's fire.
Wow.
So
why not be informed of these new words when they come along?
Why don't you
find this out the hard way?
You need to take that up with Joey. He's your connection to the millennials.
He's your millennial translator.
I'll talk to this. I would say,
Joey,
you got to keep me in the loop here.
Millennial interpreter.
And we need a different conundrum because these suck.
They do suck, and I got backups.
Okay.
Have we not had a truth? Do we only get one truth or baloney a week from them?
Yeah.
Oh, see.
But we can always play the baloney game. We don't need to play
their version.
Is baloney
actually a better game.
Is baloney on keto, the keto diet?
Yes.
Okay.
You've got one here you can look at, the bottom one. We used the top one yesterday. You got the bottom one there. And you got these two here that you can pick from.
Well, he can't pick when you put one over the other.
I'm overwhelmed. I need to go...
You need to go down for a bit?
No. I'm going to go to the thing that's going to play all of this.
Is that on keto?
I don't think so.
Doesn't hurt it.
From the Fox Business Network, there's a data breach of MasterCard in Germany. The company says it was of a loyalty program run by a third party. Personal information was published online. Hormel Foods, known for its Spam, Skippy peanut butter, and Jennie-O turkey, is reporting a better-than-expected quarter. Though sales were slightly weaker than expected, Hormel says it hasn't seen sustained higher pork prices because of the swine flu impacting hogs outside the U.S. Hormel has said it's working on a meat alternative vegan pizza topping. Pfizer is investing $500 million in a gene therapy research facility in Sanford, North Carolina. In addition to working on gene therapy, the location will work on vaccines. Stocks closed higher yesterday as upbeat earnings from Target and Lowe's pointed to consumer confidence. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And now get your first month supply for just $5 at 4hims.com/joy. Hims connects you with real doctors online who can prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. So easy. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to 4hims.com/joy. That's FORHIMS.com/joy.
Today's program is sponsored by Throwback Thursday. And to celebrate, let's play outside until the streetlight comes on. Then program the VCR to record The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And after that, let's sit down and write a letter and mail it. I know, it's the geezer alarm. Just let me sit in a less complicated world for just a little longer.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Two more people are facing criminal charges in connection with the deadly boat crash on Smith Lake. Troopers say a Winston County grand jury drew up charges against Nick and Jody Suggs, both of Decatur. Authorities say they were involved in the boat crash that killed a Troy woman on the 4th of July. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office has made an arrest in a murder investigation. 35-year-old Douglas Scarborough is being charged with murder in the shooting death of 72-year-old Jerry Scarborough. This happened Wednesday near the intersection of Highway 82 and County Road 101. And Alabama News Network's second annual Putts for Paws golf tournament is happening today at Emerald Mountain Golf Club. This event raises money for the Elmore County Humane Society. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
I'm a mom, and I know David Woods.
I'm a veteran. I know David Woods.
We know David Woods.
Sure, I know David Woods.
David cares about education, and I trust him to fix our broken schools.
David volunteers to support our military. He'll protect Maxwell and Gunter Air Force bases.
You know, David Woods is as sick of criminals as we are. He'll put a police precinct in every part of Montgomery.
David Woods has the vision to make Montgomery a better, safer city.
I'm David Woods. I want to bring Montgomery together to rid our neighborhoods of crime and reverse the downward decline of our schools so all our children can achieve their dreams. Together, we can create new opportunities, new hope, and new jobs for the River Region.
Join me
in voting for our next mayor.
David Woods for mayor.
Paid for by David Woods for Montgomery. 2261 Vaughn Lane, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
You know what the worst part of the 9-to-5 is? The 9.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With 5 kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Caravita Village invites you to schedule a visit and enjoy lunch on them. Learn how you can customize your retirement on a cruise that never ends. Visit CaravitaVillage.com to learn more and schedule your tour today.
Hi, everybody.
We would just like to announce that our party is starting now.
Good morning.
The show is going to air.
Try to find mistakes on our show.
Get your own show.
Nerd culture is the center of the universe.
And that was the biggest goal, I think, with the show.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I love that. That music. Oh, God. It's so infectious.
This is what they used to, like, sound check, and then they became a song or something, right?
I don't know the story.
Isn't that how this came about?
I don't know that.
And now Fleetwood Mac enjoys the prestige of having Tusk become the background music for this popular feature we call Animal Stories.
I know. Surely we're paying the...
News Talk.
The royalties on that, right? Of course we are.
The music...
Stopped it.
The music was based on a riff the band used to play when they were introduced at concerts.
As
the lights came up, and they were introduced to the audience.
That's what it was.
That's cool.
I thought it was soundcheck, but yeah.
When it came time to record the Tusk album, they decided to use it for a song, and that's your Fleetwood Mac fact.
Here is your cat video.
This cat video is fire. Burning up, burning up. Meow. Fire.
So that's the term I got to learn?
I don't know how I feel about that.
So four of us in the studio saw the actual video. You just heard the music, but it's pretty interesting.
It's cats.
It's a bunch of cats. See the kitty cat, Billy, on the TV?
Meow.
See the kitty cat?
Meow, meow.
I suspect that our audience is heavily dog. So.
Oh, that's right, because cats are evolutionary rejects.
You said it.
Yeah.
You said it.
I'll never forget that, Greg.
I said that?
Yes, you said it, not just on the air, on the radio. You said it on television as well. It really has damaged our relationship.
I have never said cats are evolutionary.
Rejects. Yes. Rejects. That's what you said.
Hey.
Hey.
It's Animal Stories time. How about a segment on pet peeves?
Okay.
Pet peeves.
Nice. I see what you did with that.
No, we do have this. I actually sent this over to for possible TV chat.
Right.
But let's move on to the stories that actually involve critters. A Massachusetts police department shared video of an officer yesterday rescuing a skunk with a yogurt cup stuck on its head. See, I
saw that video, yeah.
This happens from time to time when animals go foraging and they get a smell of food, so they keep trying to, you know, pin down the source of the food and stick their head, and then they can't get it out, so they look like bottleheads.
Yeah. Now, it happens with raccoons and things, and that's not too bad, but when it happens to, like, a porcupine or a skunk, it's a little bit more dangerous than trying to get that
skunk
animal free.
Yeah.
Where does skunk, when they spray, does that come from their tail, back end?
It's the back end, yeah.
Yeah, there's glands back there.
It's in that region.
Yeah.
Officer McGinty of the Cambridge Police Department did get sprayed.
Oh.
And there's not much. I think tomato juice is the only
that's
thing.
That's what I thought. And I don't know if that's an old wives' tale or not.
Well, you know, the acidity of tomatoes could cut it down. The older I get, the more I feel like Cliff Clavin.
The skunk has been freed to live a life of
luxury.
Yes. A pack of service dogs in training were treated to a performance of Canadian Theatre's live musical as part of their preparation for service.
That's a real funny picture, too, if you've seen it. It's just a bunch of dogs sitting in theater chairs.
Yeah. Yes. In fact, I'll put this up on Facebook after we finish the story.
Canada.
A dozen eager canines sitting in theater seats at Ontario's Stratford Festival. The head trainer for the Canine Country and Working Service Dogs said the performance of Billy Elliot, the musical, was part of the dog's training. Laura McKenzie said the theater outing was part of the 2-year training program designed to help the canines keep their calm amid crowds, unusual lights, or loud noises. That's cool. You wonder how they adapt to all that, because nothing rattles it. I've got to get that picture.
Sitting there watching. It's like the audience of a Muppet show.
Right.
Because that picture is even more adorable than Rich Thomas. It really is. So we'll get that on the Facebook for you. And that's it for Animal Stories today. Yeah, I feel like I'm going back to music.
Whoa! We're going to have to make a legitimate intro. That's something that you can work on, Jay, in all your spare time between 3 and 4.
Listen up. I'm only here for 4 more days.
We want you to take a look around your house and think of something that you might be afraid of.
Oh.
That's going to be the conundrum.
Ooh. Mirror.
Dirty outside.
Specifically in the bathrooms.
Dirty outside windows.
Especially if you have a smart aleck mirror.
You sure is a mirror, right?
Who's the fairest?
Talk to mom.
Yeah, that's the scale.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
one at a time, please.
I'm getting less afraid of the scale because I'm losing
Keto.
Yeah. Where is the story on the service dogs? Okay, I'll have that up on Facebook so you can enjoy it, because the picture.
Oh, yeah, it's so funny. Look at that picture.
In fact, this needs no introduction. How did I just cut?
We're watching the show here.
And we had an opening for a Facebook friend this morning.
Oh?
We or you? Me. You did.
That, well, the other side of the coin is that somebody deleted you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Or they could have deleted their account, gotten off Facebook. You don't need to take it personally.
I don't. They could have died. They could have died. So, no. But I have plenty of people. In fact, I just got a note the other day, next opening, please add me. So I just did.
Oh.
So we're back at 5,756. Sometimes all it takes is one good thunderstorm, like the one we had a couple of days ago that developed south of the city with a straight line. It was not only knocked out power, but storms like that can also do roof damage.
Oof.
Just through powerful straight line winds driving that rain into cracks and things that occur in your house as it ages and settles. Doesn't mean you need a new roof, but you certainly don't want that to have a second time. So you call Jones Brothers at 800-264-8009, and they dispatch one of their forensic experts, Law & Order Special Plumbing Unit. They find where the water came in, seal that area so it can't happen a second time, and dispatch an expert touch-up artist to make sure that the hideous stain that that creates is gone. Jones Brothers can provide a new roof for you. They've been doing that for over seven decades, which is one reason why they're so trusted, because they don't put a roof on something that doesn't need it, at least a new one. And, of course, they offer other service replacement windows and doors that are energy efficient and so much more. We've used them to install screen doors at our house. They really do a great job. Seamless work at Jones Brothers. 800-264-8009. JBRoof.com. That's what I was going to say. Help me with that number. That's JBRoof.com. David, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Greg, I was struggling to remember. Was it Landecker or Lou Jack and Little Tommy that did animal stories on LS?
That was Lou Jack and
Tommy Edwards, wasn't it? Yeah. Uncle Lair and Little Tommy.
Yeah. Because Tommy was the guy right after him.
See, but they did that right up until Lou Jack's last show. The only place you get animal stories was out of the newspaper.
Yeah.
Or off the wire.
Yeah, people used to send clippings to him, snail mail.
But I've been toying around with doing this because every day there's several animal stories. Skunks with their heads stuck in yogurt cups and all kinds of stuff.
That was like a highlight to listen to them do that back in the day, man. That was absolutely hilarious. And didn't they, like, every year, didn't they make an album out of their, like, best of?
Yeah, they did.
And it went to charity, if I remember right.
Yes.
All the sales from it, so...
I'm going to do that, too, but the charity will be me.
Landecker did Boogie Check.
Yeah, Boogie Check. Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You take
exactly.
it to me.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Greg's like, hey, I'm the greatest charity I know. So, have a good one, guys.
Alrighty. Yeah, Landecker is the guy that I beat up for that job at WLS in 92.
John Records Landecker.
John Records Landecker.
Records truly is my middle name.
And John Records Landecker was also at that Fleetwood Mac party I wrote about.
Is that right?
Yes, he was.
He was a character.
Yeah, huh? He was.
Yeah.
He was a party guy. 7:58, Fox News coming up.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. On your special day, do you want your guests using a porta potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets,